We're doing a section which, by the time we get to it again, it's likely that people will not have it in the forefront of their mind, so we won't lose by hearing it twice. There's a section which I like very, very, very much, which comes later on, and there's a nekuda here which I think is valuable for everyone. Okay, we're doing capsules as much as possible, so if whoever knows they're in a particular capsule, what are you, black? You also black? Okay. Just what we can do. Whoever's black, go down that end. Whoever's red, go down that end. And we'll try to keep as much as we can.
And green.
Okay.
Right. Sorry.
Sorry, Ben. Right at the end of the second section, Alex Shaw writes the following phrase. Koach echad mekanen b'kol adam. Ha'amok shebekochot. There's one force, one power, which is the most deep of all the forces in man. Koach kabiru. Lema'asim hu mevi. It leads a person to action. Vegam et derech hu me'ir. And it gives a person direction. Meaning not only in actions, but also in philosophy. It gives a person a sense of direction. Vegam siyata deshmai hu mo'ore. And not only that, but it engenders a special siyata deshmai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you out. It sounds fantastic. What is this? What is something which also your actions, as well as your path in life, your philosophy, as well as awakening from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side, ki koach haratzon. The koach haratzon. Whoever was in that talk that we gave in the orientation meeting, and we spoke about two different things. We spoke about ratzon and about structure. There we only really spoke about structure. We didn't speak about ratzon. I just presumed that everyone who came to yeshiva had ratzon. But now we're going to speak about ratzon, how to develop it. There are two levels of ratzon, two levels of will. There's a lower level of will, which is what we, let's call the more base will, which is those things that just pop up and they're passing, fleeting desires that a person has. It could even be holy desires. It could even be pure ones. Like you suddenly feel that you want to learn a certain area, you suddenly feel after hearing a certain talk that you want to work on a particular middah, but it's a type of a will which doesn't come from a deep place, but rather it emanates from a thought that just popped in and just quickly enough it may pop out again. That's what he calls the bubbling thoughts that just come up and they replenish themselves daily. Asher lerov b'dimyon yesodam, which are usually just one's imagination. Again, it could be a base negative imagination where a person's thinking of like eating things that aren't appropriate or watching things that aren't appropriate. That could be. Or it could be even a holy one where a person reads a story of the Gedolim and he starts imagining himself to be on the level of the Gadol or almost the level of the Gadol, wanting to take on practices that are close to that. Tiyema garatam ruchanit ugashmit. Afshal rakez et kol koach ha'ani v'ratzon echad ha'mamale et kol adam l'cholom ko v'l'chol govo. Ratzon ze yachriya b'chol tzad. Hein medavrim ha-yom yomiyim v'hein medavrim ha-gorlim v'chayim adam. But rather, what we're looking for here is the ratzon which comes down to the essence of what man is. We're not looking for those passing, fleeting desires that people have, which are just external to man. But rather, we're looking for that inner ratzon, that inner will that man has. What is that core driving factor that gets you to do what you do? What is that ratzon, that inner will that man has that creates it? So he quotes something here which is very, very interesting, and it doesn't have a source in Chazal. And it's actually very questionable about if it's true. There's a well-known quote. Ein lecha davar ha'omed b'fnei ha'ratzon. And I want to just discuss that. I mentioned maybe one of the Pirkei Avot Shirim this year. I think I did. I spoke about there in the Pirkei Avot Shirim? I think I spoke about the Pirkei Avot. So the one way of understanding that phrase, which would be a very damaging way to understand it, would be the following. You have a kid who's in yeshiva, and he's not functioning highly. So his Rebbe comes to him and says, this is a proof that you don't want it enough. So he's thinking to himself, really? Like, I know that I want it, but it's just so hard. And it's just so hard. Everything is hard. It's hard to wake up, and it's hard to learn, and it's hard to understand, and there's so much challenge. Everything's so hard for me, but I know that I want it. And then the Rebbe comes and says, you obviously don't want it. Because look, it says, Ein lecha davar ha'omed b'fnei ratzon. There's nothing that holds you back if you have will. And this kid's saying, well, he's quoting Chazal. It must be true. It's actually not from Chazal. Not from any Torah source, that phrase. When he quotes it here, he brings a source for everything. For that, he doesn't bring a source. Because you have to know how to read this line properly. So what does it mean? It definitely doesn't mean something which goes against the whole logic of the basis of how we work. if someone knows they have a deep desire to do good, and they're trying as hard as they can, it is extremely inappropriate and even demotivating to come and say to them, well, you obviously don't want it enough. They're saying, well, how can I want more? Teach me. I want to want more. I don't know how to do it. So maybe that doesn't mean that. Maybe it doesn't mean Ein lacha davar ha'omed b'fnei ratzon. So we have to find a deeper, truer way of understanding what that phrase Ein lacha davar ha'omed b'fnei ratzon is. He quotes two more phrases, and these ones are in line with Chazal. B'derech she'adam rotzeh lelech ba molichim oto. In the path that man wishes to take, along that same path he will be led. And the final, that's from Makos Daf Yud. And the final phrase is now, I'm going to go back to that first phrase and just try and understand it a little deeper. Sometimes you have limitations on your actions. There are certain, I'll give a personal example. I would like to do 7.5 daf a day b'kiyus and finish Shas once a year. And that's not so unrealistic. Maybe it's unrealistic for me as an individual, but it's not unrealistic in the world. There are people who can do that. Maybe it's not on their first round, and maybe after a few rounds. But if they've learned for a number of years, maybe. So you know, maybe I'll be a little more realistic. I would like to do 3 daf a day b'kiyus. That's already more in the realistic area. But for me right now at this moment, it's not realistic. So should I then say, so forget it? It's not realistic. I'm not even going to think about it. Or is there value in my expressing my ratzon? Expressing my will for that. So someone might come and tell me, no, it's not worth it because it makes you disappointed and it makes you upset and it makes you feel like you're hopeless and you're... That's true. And if that's where it's going to lead me to, then it's better not to think about it. If I'm going to have these high goals, these high visions, which is going to cause me eventually to feel depressed, it's not a good idea to have will, which is higher. But let's say it doesn't cause me that. But rather, it motivates me to take the next step and the next step and the next step. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge me according to my will. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks and he sees, Tzvi Davidson wants to learn 3 daf a day Gemara, and that's my goal. And he sees that on a daily basis, I don't make it, because of all the involvement in Tarchei Tzibur, I don't make it. I will still be judged in Shamayim according to learning 3 daf a day. Ah, but I didn't do it. And that's a deeper understanding of that phrase, Ein lacha davar ha'omed b'fnei ha'ratzon. There's nothing in the way of your ratzon. I mean, not that. There's nothing in the way of ratzon, and therefore whatever you want, you can have. That's not true. There are factors beyond your control. If a person's mind is only able to understand at a certain pace, then just because you want it won't transform your mind. But if your mind is only able to learn at a certain pace, and you want more, in Shemayim they judge you according to your will. Oh, there we go. In Shemayim they judge you according to your will. And therefore, the will is a very powerful force. And we'll just finish with this phrase, although we haven't developed this fully. But we'll finish with this. A person should not limit their will based on their situation. A person shouldn't say, well, I see this is all I can currently do, so that's all I'm going to aim for. Because then you're limiting your connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and its potential. And I'm not only saying that you should like reach for the stars, at least you'll get out of the mud. Although that's also true. You should aim high, at least then you won't be low. But I'm saying from a spiritual perspective, your real world is your world of thought, is your world of your desires, your world of longing, not only limited to the world of your action. And therefore your ratzon is something which is beyond any... I'll finish with one word. This is a very nice word. This is from the Ben Ish Chaim. And the Kafah Chaim also says it. Says that when we do Havdalah, there are 4 levels of Havdalah. There's the mouth, it goes up, right? There's the mouth, then the nose, then the eyes, and then the mind. The mouth is the wine, and the nose is the smell, and then the eyes is the sight, and then Havdalah is something of thought. Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol, as you're able to understand. Each of them, the sensitivity is broader. The mouth you can only taste in your mouth. You can't taste something which is sitting on the table. Smell expands you beyond that. You can smell something even if it's sitting on the table. You can't smell it from a different room. I mean, in Kibbutz Yavne you can, but usually you can't smell it from a different room. Then sight is something which you're much less limited. You can see the stars, you can see a different planet on a clear day. Right? You can see way, 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 way beyond. But your mind is even higher. In your mind you can enter places which aren't even imaginable. Aren't even in your experience. They don't have to be here. You can be in one place which is in theory limited, that in your imagination, in your will, in your desire to be close to Hashem, the higher level of desire, you're unlimited. So the koach haratzon, it's a great tragedy when a person squishes and litzamtzem. How do you say it in English? He minimizes and limits his will according to what technically now he has the ability to express. Then he's limiting his will. But if you go the other way around, if you recognize the koach haratzon is something which is beyond any limits. Koach ha-havdalah is the highest of all the forms. Ein lecha davar ha-omed b'fnei ratzon. You have a whole new understanding of what will is. And then when we get to this place, which is chapter 25, and we're starting one tomorrow. So when we get to chapter 25, then we'll develop that idea of will more. But for this little 10-minute slot, that's what we managed to do. Yishar kof lechem. Shuri
Deh. Thank you.
Hello, Rabbi Zan.